In the early 19th century, as the United States expanded west, hundreds of thousands of wolves, once the apex species across the continent, were exterminated to ensure for the safety of settlers and their cattle. 2 centuries later, many organizations, including the Sierra Club, fight to reintroduce this dying species to its native territories. Next week, local 6th graders of the Carbondale Community School will visit the nonprofit Mission Wolf in Westcliff, Colorado, to learn more about this species and the role that wolves play in a healthy ecosystem.
I'm Karen Barbie, and I'm a teacher at Carbondale Community School this year, teaching in the 5-6 Learning Center, English Language Arts. Every year, the 6th graders go on a spring outdoor ed trip, and I wanted to take them on something that was more than just going out and camping or hiking into the huts. I wanted to weave something with some sense of learning and service work into it as well.
Hi, I'm Leah Schaefer.
Could you tell me a little bit about what is Mission Wolf?
Mission Wolf is an organization that spreads awareness about wolves. It's also a wolf shelter. It's in Westcliff.
I'm Caden Ramsey.
Well, they're an organization that wants to help teach the public more about wolves, and they also rescue wolves, and wolves really help the environment. Back when Yellowstone was reintroducing wolves to their park, they saw a really massive increase in the environment's health. They're not ferocious monsters.
One part of it is the service work, you know, possibly work on trails, or we'll help prepare the food for the wolves, and one day we'll watch the wolves be fed. I'm hoping that the kids really get an intimate experience close to a wild animal.
Concerning the reintroduction of this species to Colorado, the class had the following to share.
I've asked the kids to write an opinion around it and yet to be able to understand the other side.
I see how some people would not like want to.
Could you introduce yourself?
Adriana Kuhn. When I was a little, with the stories, they scared me from wolves, and I would always think wolves would bite my fingers. Now that I've learned more about wolves, I don't really think that they're like mean animals.
Hi, I'm Zoe O'Reilly. I like the idea. I think it would balance our ecosystem a lot more than it is right now. I've learned a lot of different things, but some of the things that I think are most important is there has only been 2 wolf attacks in the last 100 years. Wolves rarely attack people, and they sometimes will eat fruit.
I'm Paul Monk. I'm 12 years old. I want to save our wolves. They're off the endangered list right now, so people can hunt them. And I think we should get them back on so they can be more populated, so we can see them around more. If you're around in the Roaring Fork Valley, we do sales to save our wolves. Like, there's this slime business where you can get slime and the money goes to wolves to save them. And there's also biscuits for dogs.
And also an opportunity to adopt one of the wolves at Mission Wolf, and that's actually through Mission Wolf.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife voted in January of 2016 not to reintroduce wolves into the state and approved a controversial predator study in 2017 targeting bears and mountain lions as the cause for declining mule deer populations. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
Save our wolves.